Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the third shir. Baruch Hashem, we've already seen the philosophy of Torah Hashem. We have the two aspects of being a Jew. One is that one is biologically a member of Klal Yisrael, and the other is that one is a part of the bris. And one can leave the bris, one cannot leave Klal Yisrael, meaning one is always a Yisrael, one is always a Jew. Af pi shechat Yisrael hu. But one can leave the bris. That's what we've been discussing. And again, this is based on the Torah of Rabbeinu HaGoyin Rav David Zatzal. And that would appear to be the explanation of the Sugin Yevamis, and of Mem Zayin, on the base, in the Braisa, Shetava V'ola, Reu Ki Yisrael L'chol Davar. That if a guy was Tovel, and he comes out of the mikvah, so he's like a Jew in all matters. And it's telling us that if he changes his mind, and he's Mekadosh Abbas Yisrael, so he's Yisrael Mummer. V'kiddush of Kiddushin. He's Yisrael Mummer, and his Kiddushin is a valid Kiddushin. It is brought l'halacha, Rambam, Malachim 10:3, V'noch shen izgaya, l'mo v'tov l'akach v'atzal achsa me'achor Yashem v'yazgir toshav, ein shayman lo. But if you have a guy who's misgayer, and he's mal, he's toivel, and then he wants to leave Hashem, be a ger toshav, just keep the sheva mitzvahs, ein shayman lo, we don't listen to him. Once you're a Jew, you're a Jew. So what's the chiddush in the Rambam? What's the chiddush? Mechitesi shiuchal lachzer. Why would one even consider the notion that he can change his mind? Renasi yischolai de gerus. He became a Jew through the gerus. And just like it's pashat that Yisrael eno yochal lachzer, lo nemar kamash milan al zebishum tuchta. There's never a chiddush anywhere to say a Jew can't resign. Pashat that a Jew can't resign. You're a Jew. So why would a ger be any different? Yisrael af bishachat Yisrael hu kamo ken beger. Yisrael af bishachat Yisrael hu. So why do you need a special chiddush? And also, Mechitesi to explain that it says Tov avol areik Yisrael uchol dover, that it's telling us about chazara, about retracting. The Bryce is talking about a guy who goes to mikveh, he's tovel, becomes a Jew. Why would we say that now he's already changing his mind? However, we already explained earlier that the yesod of geilus is knisa lebris. That was in the first year. And therefore, sakadaitoch, you would think that kevin de shaycha hafkoa me'abris al yidei mumrus הרי פוקה ממילא גירוסוי, כיוון שגירוס היא היוסי בפריס. So the have a mean it is, since it's shayich to be mafkir yourself from the bris, through mumrus, so that means that the gerus is off. In other words, gerus is kinisa lebris. So if he decides he doesn't want to be part of the bris anymore, so he can undo his gerus. He comes a mummer, he undoes the gerus. And in Mele, the gerus is undone. And that's the chiddush of the Braisa. That after his knisa lebris, he's Yisrael uchol dvarav. In other words, not only is he a ben bris, but he's also a Yisrael. Like the Braisa says, arei uki Yisrael uchol dvarav. By being tovel v'oile, by coming out of the mikveh, he's a full-fledged Jew. So not only mitzad the bris, but also mitzad that he's a Yisrael. And that's the chiddush. The bris you can leave, the Yisraelius you can't. Because even though by coming into the mikveh, that's a knisa labris, after he comes out, it's not only bris, he's also a Yisrael. So he gets two for the price of one. And therefore he can't go back, he can't retract. You would think he can. A Jew, a full-fledged born Jew, no way. He's a Jew. How can he ever stop being a Jew? But this guy, maybe since he came into the bris, that's how he became a Jew. So maybe by going out of the bris, he also stops being a Jew. And then the Gemara tells you the nafkamina. Nafkamina is, not that lemaisa it's going to happen, that he's going to be tovel and mikvah, and then a minute later he's going to change his mind. But Nafkamina would be in theory if he would try to become a mummer. So even if the bris goes away else now that he's a mummer, Itaka left the bris, but he still remains a Yisrael. That's the chiddush of the Braisa, Gevaldik. וזה יש לפרש בדברי הרמב״ם בהלכות מלאכים. Now we can say פשט in the Rambam, but after he writes that a ger can't be chayzer, he continues and he says, שם היה קטן כשהתבילוהו בייזדן, יוכל למחוס, כשהגדו ויגר תושב. And if he was a katan when they were matbil him, he could protest when he becomes a gadol, and he could become a ger toshev. So a goyin of Mordechai Mann, Rabbeinu's father, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha, was medayik miseder Rambam. But what you can't do as a gadol, you could do as a katan. A gadol can't become a ger and then change his mind, but a katan can. This doesn't seem to make sense. And the Rambam says there's no chazar of a geirus to gadol. There's also no chazar in the geirus of a katan. The reason a katan can be chozer, like we see in the sugya in Ksubis, and daf yud aleph amud aleph, that after his geirus, it's mizin zaken ladim shalei b'fonav. Kol shegila daito shein zu schus ein kan geirus. There's no geirus in the first place. The whole geirus is mizin zaken. If he doesn't have full das, he's still mezakim to become a Jew. But if he's megala das, that it's not a schus, then there's no geirus. As we see in the Chashba and Kiddushin, Dab Chof Gimel and Chof Gimel. So that has nothing to do with the chazar of a gadol. Chazar of a gadol, the nidoin is on bitul geirus, mikanu lahava. The chazar of a katan means it was never geirus in the first place. And my shayt the high lahai. What does one have to do with the other? What does one have to do with the other? A gadol, it's being mevatel a geirus that already happened. The katan is saying there was no geirus. It was a fake out breakout. Why does the Rambam put the two together? Say what you can do as a katan, you can't do as a gadol. But then it says, "Shayichut achad l'sheni." V'yoyser tzarich biu, shebemokor shel adin shel gerus shel katan. In the mokor of the din of the gerus of a katan, the Rambam writes in the Surah Bia 13:7. The Rambam doesn't even mention the din mechoy. He only mentions the din mechoy in halachas malachim. The Ran alludes to this there in Ksubis. The Bach discusses this in Yeridei Arei Samiches. The Chasim Sofer in the Tshuvis in Yeridei and Reishon and Gimel. So weird. The Rambam talks about the Geirus of a Katan in Surah Bia 13:7. He doesn't mention the Mechor that he makes when he becomes a Gadol. He doesn't want to be a Geir. The Rambam doesn't say anything about it. The Rambam doesn't mention it. He only mentions, talks about Hachos Malach and what's Pshat. So it must be that there's a shaychus between this din of Mechoas Katan to the din of Mechoas Gadol that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim. And therefore it's said in Hilchos Malachim, Ma ze inyin ze la ze, ma kesher, ma kesher. So Moreno v'Rabbeinu, Sifro HaMonumentali, Be'er Miriam, in the third volume, 10th parak, Halacha Gimel, Isa Aleph, discusses this, Gevaldik, Ayin Sham. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. The Chittas HaTaisin Sanhedrin, Samaches HaMaveis, Dibra Maslul Katan, and so is brought in Taisa Rashban, Ritva, and Sigin Ksubis, that the Bittul Geiris, when he becomes a Gadol and he protests, is not because through that it's not considered a Schus, but rather it's because we are Kara Kabbalah Samitzis, and when he becomes a Gadol, and there's no Mechoe, so that's his Kabbalah Samitzis, Mashen came when he's Moicha. The kasha is, so then there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs unless he becomes a god, until he becomes a gadol. So how then does it become that he becomes a ger mikatnusa if he's not moichel when he's a gadol? Mikatnusa, there was no ger, there was no kabbalah's mitzvahs. So we have to say that kabbalah's mitzvahs is not part of the ma'aseh geulos. And that the Rekar Kabbalah Samitzis is because after, as we explained, Mila and Tfila are the mice of Knesset Labris, that's what's Machnes him Labris, that's only, that's Shemitzadim is Gail, there's a Rotzum Likanis Labris, and that's the Kabbalah Samitzis for Brits, that we saw on the Rambam. Rambam says that when you're nichnas labris with milah and tvila, so you're makabel upon yourself the bris. You're makabel upon yourself all Torah. That's the knisa labris. You need milah and tvila as the maisa knisa labris. And what is that? What's the bris? The bris is kabbalas all Torah. Then that maisa of milah and tvila, those maisa of milah and tvila, machnas labris. But if there was no kabbalah of all Torah, and the mice is not a mice of Knesset Labris. And therefore this mice isn't machnis, he doesn't bring you into the bris. And therefore if there was a Kabbalah Sabris, Dulas Bekatlusai, what happens? Then the Mila and the Tevila that were done when he was a Katan brings him into the bris. Again, what's the mice of Knesset Labris? The Mila and the Tevila. But if there's no Kabbalah Sol Torah, then it's not a mice of Knesset Labris. He does the Maisa Knesset Labris Alts Katan, but there's no Kabbalah Sol Torah yet until he's a Gadol. So he's a Gadol, he's Mekabel Ol Torah, and the Mela, the Mila, and the Tefillah were Machnas him Labris. But if when he became a Gadol, he was Moicha, so then the Mila and Tefillah weren't the Maisa of Achnasa Labris. Because there was no Maisa Geirus. The Maisa Geirus is Knesset Labris, but if there's no Kabbalah Sol Torah, there's no Knesset Labris. So the Mila and Tefillah are insignificant, they don't mean anything. Kumtais, according to this, that the whole mechah of a ger katan al bitul chalais haknisa labris, sheyesh bagerus. The mechah of a ger katan, he's protesting. And what that means is that there should be no knisa labris in gerus, that the mila and tefillah that he did should be insignificant, should be meaningless. Because there's no kabbalas mitzvahs, that's what the mechah is, I'm not makabal mitzvahs. The mela, the mila and tefillah I did are nothing. Dim Kane, Bal Kochenu Kanal Chibakotin, Enochisorin, Besula Havi Mahani Mechila, Manomash Kasav Rambam, Shapo Pishabakotl, Bittle, Yosef Bris, Enomavata Lans Hagelus, Rebekotin Kanis Bar Machaso, he ear Yosef Bris, Chain Botla Hagelus, Ayadeze. Givaldic. So by the Godel, what's the Godel's Macha? The Godel's Macha is I don't want to be part of the Bris. I don't want Torah and mitzvahs. I don't want to be part of the bris. And that doesn't work for a gadol. And the parallel is a katan. A katan, it does work. A katan, when he says, I don't want to be, he's moicha, it means I don't want to be nichnas labris. So that's the parallel. In other words, by Gadol, he's Nichnas Labris, and he also becomes Yisrael. He can't reject that afterwards. A Katan has Mila and Tefillah, and he's Mekabel all Mitzvahs. That's meaning, he means that now he wants to be Nichnas Labris. He wants that Mila and Tefillah to be a Maisa Knesset Labris, everything's cool. But if he's Moicha, he means, no, I don't want it to be a Knesset Labris, and the Mela it's not. So that's the parallelism between the Gadol and the Katan. Both relate the Mecha of the Gadol and the Mecha of the Katan. By Gadol doesn't work, or by a Katan it does, is a Mechan Knesset Labris. By Gadol, sorry Charlie, once you're a Jew, you're a Jew. And by a Katan, it's all Talui that the Mila and the Tefillah are only can be significant, they're only going to be a meaningful Knesset Labris if he's afterwards Mekabel Ol Torah. And if he's not, it's not a meaningful Knesset Labris, and Mela's no Knesset Labris. So in Achinami, that's going to be, by a Katan, it means, by a Katan, we originally thought it was Lamafreya, it was never Gerus in the first place, but the truth is it was, because it was a He did a Maisa Knesa Libris. It wasn't that he didn't do anything. He just lacked Kabbalah's own mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvah is not part of the Maisa Geiris. Maisa Geiris is Milan Tefillah. He did the Maisa Geiris. But it has to be, they have to add, it has to be Ratzon of Knesa Libris. There was no Kabbalah, turns out it was not a Maisa of Knesa Libris. So if in the end he's not makabel ol mitzvahs, it turns out anechanami was nothing. It's retroactive, whereas by gadol it's from here on in. But what's parallel is that it's both mitzad knisa lebris. When it comes to the gadol, he wants to be nichnas lebris, and then after he says, "I don't want to be," we say, "Sorry, buddy, too late, too little, too late." By katan, he did milan tefila, but wait, there's no mice of knisa lebris. So that milan tefila don't mean that's a mice of knisa lebris, but there has, it has to be accompanied by kabbalah sol torah. So you wait when he's a gadol. If he's moicha, it means I don't want to be Nechus Libris, and the Mela wasn't a Geiris. So that's why the Rambam put the two together. All right, sweet friends, there's loads more to say. So please stay tuned. And this was awesome. Okay, Shalom, Shalom, Belina, that we shall continue.